You're listening to SBS News.
Keanu Bates used to tag along on tours in Matawinji National Park, northeast of Broken Hill, as a child. Now he's teaching the history of the ancient Indigenous ceremonial grounds to between 30 and 60 people a day.
Down here with the kangaroo, what we call Dalto, the red one, and the emu over here, will be called Galti.
His trips have been so busy since regional tourism opened up in New South Wales, he's going to have to train up more Barkindji guides to help him out. Mr. Bates is very happy more people from the city are travelling out west.
It gives a lot of understanding about what our sites really are, and that these mountain ranges and hills and stuff aren't just hills and mountain ranges. They're places of where stories were kept by our people.
In Broken Hill, shops are busy with first-time outback travellers. Rosie Seamer manages a clothing store in town.
You know, we had 5 years of drought, COVID. Tourism has really, really saved Broken Hill at the moment, as far as I'm concerned. So it's been wonderful for the local shops.
These tourists are different to the grey nomads normally seen in these parts of far western New South Wales. Travellers who are usually overseas at this time of year are cashed up and willing to spend locally.
We can't travel overseas and we've never seen the outback, so we thought we'd come out and give it a try.
As a result of COVID, we've decided we want to see more of Australia, not just New South Wales, but everywhere. So we bought ourselves a small van, and this is our first tour.
Pie sales at the local bakery were up 20% in the winter months, which is the peak tourist season in the outback. This season is also lasting longer, with the town still busy in October and November, despite the weather warming up. Greg Lively owns Max Oven Foods.
We haven't had to lay anyone off or reduce anyone's hours. That's been quite good from that perspective.
The flood of tourists is helping this outback town recover from years of drought. Lucy Murray, SBS News.